Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Abe Dannett here with Ben from Breaking Benjamin. And I'm so happy, Ben, that you have Ben Jr. with you because, you know,
we had that air-conditioned mobile studio at Aftershock that you did an interview in. And I missed you there. And I wanted to, when I heard Ben Jr. was with you, I thought it was so awesome. And I'm so happy that you brought him to do this.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. He comes everywhere with me when he's with me. Mm-hmm. We're a team.
Well, I want to start with Awaken, but since I think Ben Jr. is more important. Your whole life, your dad has been this mega rock star. So yes. do you even care that he was playing in front of 40,000 people? Does that even matter to you?
Yes, it does.
Oh, okay, good. I just want to make sure.
He wants to know if that feels normal to you. Is that just normal to you? Because it's all you've known.
It's like something special to me. Because, you know, like I play on stage, you know, I like entertain like thousands of people. And I'm grateful for that.
What a great kid.
Every time he's with me, he plays on stage with us.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, too, I want to mention, like for real, the last chorus of Awaken, there's like a pad vocal that's going on in the background and he's singing that. So he's singing on the record. Yeah, he's singing on that song.
That's great. And you know, Awaken, everyone loves this song. It came out. It just starts out so heavy. And you know, most rock bands, Ben, they're putting out ballads. Like every big rock song is a ballad. I'm so happy to hear something that just like crushes. Like it just kicks, you know, arse.
Hold on, let me just give me a sec. I have our raw audio. It's just the vocals, and you can hear it better. And when you listen to the song, you might be able to hear it, but I'll just play a second of it.
Away, stay forever.
That's so great.
Yeah, that's in there. That's him.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's great.
So not many people know, but I mean, I'm kind of just spreading the word that he's singing on that track. Not many people know that.
And, you know, Ben Jr., you know that this song is a huge hit. It's already a massive hit on all. I mean, I don't know if you care, Ben Sr., about the rock charts at this point, but every chart, rock, alt, you're like in the top five. You're number one on some. It's crazy. This is like one of your biggest hits in a while.
That's great. I had no idea because I'm out on tour and just doing my thing out here. It's kind of hard to, you know, just stay. You know, we have so much going on during the day at tour. I haven't really checked in. I didn't know it was doing so well. I'm very, very thankful and grateful for that. That's great news, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Ben, I'm hearing some kind of banging. I don't know if that's on your
can't help that. That's I think that's Daughtry.
Oh, is it Daughtry? That's hilarious.
Yeah, I think that's Daughtry sound checking.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so you're
I don't know what I can do about
no,
it.
No, it's okay. If that's Daughtry, don't worry about it. That's awesome. I was interviewing Billy Corgan once and it was the same thing. Jimmy Chamberlain. He's like, oh, that's Jimmy Chamberlain in the back banging on the drums. I'm like, oh, yeah, can't do anything about that.
Now I'm okay with it.
Exactly. So when have you felt like how much people love this song? You just put it out.
Well, you know, our day to day out here on tour is like we do a meet and greet and then we do the concert and we're not really because we're traveling so much. Today's the last day of the tour. But because we're traveling so much, the only kind of interaction that we get with actual people is like at our meet and greet, you know. Otherwise, it's like, in a concert setting, it's hard to have a one-on-one with that, you know. So we've gotten some good reactions from that. And that's really out here on tour in the wild. That's really the only gauge that we get. You know, because the rest of the day is, you know, stuff like this and the concert.
I'm telling you now, people love this song. So
that's amazing.
Does it inspire? I know that album's not finished yet, and I guess it's almost finished, but does it inspire you? Like, man, now I really want to put the rest of this album out because people really love this stuff.
Well, I mean, I think that it's definitely gonna give us a little bit of oomph, a little bit of pep in our step. But we are already the type of band that we're gonna give it our all, no matter what. You know, we that's what's taking so long. You know, that and COVID, you have to shave a couple years off for you know.
Yeah.
It's not an inspiring time, you know?
No.
And so, yeah, I mean, we were already giving it our all, and that people really love what we're doing definitely gives us that extra motivation to be like, yeah, now we know people are digging it. So it's definitely awesome.
It's so weird you mentioned COVID, because half the bands wrote, you know, 100 songs during COVID. And then more people, I think, are like you, where you just can't. Me personally, that's not a time to be inspired to do something great, at least for me.
Exactly.
But so a lot of these bands probably put out stuff maybe that isn't their best stuff because they're doing it in such a dreary, although that kind of environment might create some good music. But I think it would have been hard to write during COVID.
Well, I'm the type that, even if the time, and it's, again, you know, it's like you said, it's like people, I wouldn't know if it's their best or worst work. I think that people just, everybody has a different personality. Everybody works under different conditions, you know, works best under different conditions. And I'm just the type that, like, I can have the negativity of COVID and all of that be turned into a positive thing. But I'm the type that it has to be like after it's over and I reflect on it. Not while I'm in it. And that's like with anything, like if something bad happens and I'm hurting or whatever the case may be, or even if I'm happy, it has to be at a time, which is weird, I guess, but it has to be at a time when that's over and I'm looking back on it, not during. I'm too busy going through it during.
Yeah. You're a reflective writer.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, it's funny. You mentioned Daughtry's doing his sound check, and you guys now, you know, I keep talking about festivals because I just saw you guys at Aftershock and you guys were awesome. Do you remember, you know, it's great you're taking Daughtry out with you, but do you remember when you got, because now you guys are always in one of those headlining slots on all these festivals. You're one of the top, you know, four bands usually at these festivals. Do you remember when you started out playing 11 a.m. when the gates opened at these festivals?
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised we're not doing that. I'm surprised we're not playing 11 o'clock. I'm really grateful that we're you know, where we are, but I definitely do. I was just talking about that recently about, you know, how we've all been there. We've all done that. We all do the same things out here. And every step of the way is its own fun, its own allure, because I miss those days kind of in a way, because the climb, you know, the climb is fun. You know, reaching things that you only aspired as dreams before. You know, I'm very grateful and fortunate that for me personally, I've reached all those things, and now it's just a matter of maintaining it, you know, and staying where we are. But there's definitely a tremendous allure to the hunger of the climb.
And it must be so cool now taking your son out on tour with you. I mean, have you been doing that for, how long have you been doing that?
Oh, always. Whenever he's available, he's with me and he plays with me. And I think around next year, around that time, he'll actually start to learn to perform. Because now he, you know, he's a hype guy. He's
he's like Flava Flav right Flava now.
Breaking Benjamin's Flava Flav. Yeah. So yeah, hopefully next year he'll be able to actually do some things. And like I said, he is singing on this track.
And yeah, so that's awesome.
He's a great singer. I think he just gets a little, you know, nervous for that on stage, you know, but he does scream some things. He's a good screamer.
Does that make touring, having him with you, it must make, because I feel like if I was a stand-up comedian in a band, I would be one of those guys that just lays in my room in the hotel until like an hour before I have to get to the venue. Like, I'm not one of those guys that would be like, you know, checking out the whole city. But now you have your son with you. I feel like it makes it a lot more fun.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of went through phases where in the beginning I was checking out the city, and then in the middle I sort of chilled out and was like the hotel guy, and now I go back out to the city to check everything out for him. So it's kind of like full circle, you know.
That's so awesome.
I mean, it's like same thing with everything. Christmas is not, you know, for me, but I enjoy it for him, like that kind of stuff. You get to kind of enjoy it in a different way.
You know, you grew up in New Jersey. Did you grow up like in the Jersey Shore part of New Jersey?
Well, the South Jersey Shore, yeah. So looks wise, how everything looks is very similar, but how people are is a lot different because we're far from New York. We get a lot of Philadelphians, whereas North Jersey gets a lot of New Yorkers.
Oh, okay. So
it's that type of, it's a difference in, you know, personality.
I was just thinking how hilarious it would have been if you were like, you had that like Pauly D haircut, the spray tan. Like, I was just wondering if like when you were a kid, if that's the way you dressed, were you wearing gold chains?
I'm like the most untanned guy that lives at the beach. Cause I go to the beach, like when you live there, you don't fry. You know, that's just not a thing that native people to the island do, because Ocean City, New Jersey is where I live, and it's an island. And so, like, it's just not something we do. That's like a tourist thing to lay out and burn yourself so that when you go back home, you can show people that you were at the beach.
So you know? The new song is Awaken. Like I said, everyone loves this song. I love just the heavy guitars in the beginning, and it's so refreshing. I'm sick of all the ballads, honestly. Everyone's putting out a ballad. It's like, God, something that finally rocks.
We won't put out a ballad then.
No, you could, but just like,
not a good one too.
It can't be seven ballads in a row. You know,
yeah,
it's
not right out the gate. No, yeah. Yeah.
Let's hit them in the face and then make them cry.
Yeah, you got to smack them up a little bit before you show them some love.
Exactly. So what's the plan for next year then? Is it, you'll finish the album, right?
Yeah, I think that it's just that. We're going to finish up the record, then the holidays are going to happen, and I think we're just going to release the record. I don't have any say in when things get released. I just know on my end, like when it's done. So it'll definitely be done after the holidays, and I think we're just going to hit it right out the gate and just start right up.
Another tour?
Yeah, I don't know like when, but I think definitely spring, if not sooner.
What's a song when the songs that aren't released yet? What's the song that you're most excited for people to hear?
I'm not even saying this to be funny, but it's a ballad.
Oh, really? Well, hey, I'll tell you this. I swear to you, I'm a ballad guy. It's just everyone's putting out ballads.
Just all be ballads. Yeah, no, yeah. No, but actually it did. I wrote a sort of a ballady song that's a little bit different for me, and I'm excited about it. It's called Under the Bottom.
Do you have it on your phone there? You play a little snippet?
No, I don't have it. I actually don't.
Ben Jr., what's your favorite song that hasn't been put out yet? You don't have to say the name. I'm sure we don't want to say the name.
Well, he sang on a few, actually. He's got some parts in a few, but I don't know if you're, I don't, they're not titled yet. They don't have names yet.
I'm going to like sing a part.
Sing a part, yeah.
Get this way, God.
Yeah. He said, something wicked this way comes. Yeah, he's doing that on one of the songs.
Something wicked this way comes.
Do you do it like that, or are you screaming on the song?
He whispers it like that.
Do you scream like your dad, Ben Jr.?
Yeah.
Let's hear some of your screaming.
Right?
That's awesome. Well, hey, man, you're such a great guy, and you could tell how great someone is by how their kid is. And this Ben Jr. is very impressive. So
thank you.
I look forward to seeing Ben Jr.'s music, too, you know? That's going to be exciting.
I do as well. He tinkers around a little bit here and there in GarageBand, and he tinkers around a little bit on the guitar. And I'm telling you, I mean, some of it's pretty good. Remember that thing I was recording? I was like, oh, I might use that. Remember that thing?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. So I think he's got a good start.
Ben Jr., who's your favorite band? Breaking Benjamin, right? Isn't it Breaking Benjamin?
Well, besides your daddy.
Besides.
Yeah, you better say your daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
What about who you like to dress up as all the time? You know who I'm talking about? Mm. You say it. What about Dustin?
Starset.
Yeah.
Starset. Oh, nice.
Star Set.
He loves Star Set. And he loves Keith Wallen. Keith Wallen, my guitar player, has a solo project. So when he's with us, he's Keith. When he's doing his own thing, he's Keith Wallen.
You know what I was just thinking, too? And I'll let you go on this, Ben. You know, your name is Ben, too. So if your dad ever retires, you could just like how Jacob Bradley's son from Sublime took over Sublime, you could take over Breaking Benjamin one day.
Would you like that?
Yeah, I
would like that. While he's in training.
He could start today. All right. Well,
he's in training. On the job training.
That's awesome. And you guys dress the same too, which is awesome.
That's all. He likes to dress like me. He won't be happy unless he's dressed just like me.
Hey, I'm dressed like you guys too. We're all wearing the same outfit.
We're all dressed alike.
We all wear black. All right, cool. Well, it's so awesome catching up with you. I'm telling you, Awaken, and I'm excited about the ballad too. If you're saying that's the best song that we should look out for, I'm excited. Awaken, it's out now. Next year, tour, album. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me, man. You're awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate.